Parshas Lech Lecha deals with this is the Sheirish of Avraham Avinu and the beginning of Avraham Avinu. It's everything about the change in the Bria with Avraham Avinu beforehand. And one of the Inyanim, it does say, the Rambam says when he brings down the Mahalach of Avodah Zorah and the Muna, he says that there were always Yechidim that knew and understood. There was Shem Ve'eva, and Avraham Avinu, it wasn't as if they never ever knew. There were Yechidim school that knew. Avraham Avinu was the person that was Mefarsim it. So the Pashtus is Avraham Avinu sort of worked in Kirov, so to speak. His Maila was a Maila in the Pu'ulas of being Ma'ahev Shem Shemai. But the Mashmos is much deeper than that. That Avraham Avinu created a new Mahalach and a different Mahalach, and that's the Nekuda we'd like to focus on. Chazal say, what was the difference between Noach and Avraham? First, it's a Medrash Rabbah in Parashas Noach, and he starts with the difference between Noach and the people before him. Ulama Avraham Doimer, Le'oyavoy Shel Melech, Sheroas HaMelech Mahalach B'mvoz HaFeilim. Somebody, an Oyev de Melech, saw the king walking in dark alleys. Hitzis Oyavoy, v'hischel me'er lov derech ha'chaloin. So he started shining a lamp through from the window to light the way up for the king. Hitzis ha'melech v'roi, so the king saw it. Omaloi, atcha te'mer li derech ha'loin, boi v'her lefanai. Why do you have to stand in the window and keep shining the light on me? Why don't you come down and walk with me? Kach, Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avraham, ad shetehei me'eli me'aspatamya michavaseha. Instead of sitting in Mesopotamia, which is Aram Narayim, and going and being me'el lefanei Beretz Yisrael, and boi v'har lefanei Beretz Yisrael. Why don't you come to Eretz Yisrael and be me'el lefanei? So Chazal are comparing Avraham Avinu before and after. Avraham Avinu, there was a tekufa of Mesopotamia, tekufa of Chutzaretz, and tekufa of Eretz Yisrael. The distinction is the distinction between the oyev of the melech that sits in a window and shines out from a window onto the melech to somebody that is standing and going with the melech himself and thereby lighting up the way. That's so Chazal are giving us a mashal for the herring two tkufas in Avodas Avraham. The first tkufa is mashma Avraham was not quite that same Avraham, and the whole the movement towards Yisrael is this transition from an avoida of hair from the chaloin to an avoida that is walking with the melech. So if we want to understand and deherit the nekuda of Avraham Avinu, that mashal is where we will deherit. We even see the Ramban asks, the Torah starts with Avraham Avinu in the middle of his life. Like, good morning, Avraham is here. Well, why doesn't the Torah give us some more background? All the chazal that we have about Avraham Avinu with David Azar and so on. So Ramban says that it would necessarily include dealing with Inyan Avod Azarah. The Torah doesn't list Sheker, and Bemeil it's not there. I'd like to understand it in the perspective that we're going to use, understanding that Avraham Avinu before Eretz Canaan is Avraham Avinu that is not distinguishable he's not distinct from the Noach Shem Ve'eva, and Eretz Yisrael, there's a new Mahalach, which when we talk about Avraham, this is what the Torah is talking about. The Medrash in the beginning by Shabbat says, Yehi Or Zeh Avraham. So it says when Avraham Avinu was, when it says, Yehi Or, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Admosei Oilo Misnaig Bafeilo Tovei Oira. Why should the world be misnag nafela? Why is there or? By Yemelekim ye or. Is Avram, Ha'udach Siv, Miheir, Mimizrach, Tzedek, and so on. Al Tikri Heir, the Pasuk Heir means, is with an ayin. Literally, it means who rose up, who moved in from Mizrach. Al Tikri Heir, Ela Heir. That is the Lashon of the Chazal over here. So Chazal say that Avram Avinu is connected the mid of Yi'or. It's the first, it's I guess the first Maimer, and it's Matim for the first Av, that he should be a Pchin of Yi'or. But besides the general, generic sense that light is good and nice and wonderful and Ruchnius, but what's the specific mashal? HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at the world and saw the world's Bechoshech, and he said Yi'or, that Avram, that's Avram. What's that Nekuda? It's similar to this Chazal that says Avram's Avodah is to be Meir Lefanov, try to understand a little bit the Nekuda of Or over here. The Rambam says, if we want to look at the difference between Avram Avinu before Eretz Yisrael and after Eretz Yisrael, so the Rambam, the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah, we learn a lot of times on Shabbos. The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu slowly came to Akoran HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uben Arboim Shana Hika Avraham Esbore. Avraham was 40 when he came to the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kim Shehikir V'yoda, as soon as he recognized and understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hisra L'Hoshev Tshuvos Abnei Ur Kastim, he started answering or refuting the Bnei Kastim of the Avodah Zarah, v'larach dini mohem, and having all sorts of arguments with them, v'loyma she'ein zu decham shalochem bo, you can't, that's wrong, v'shiba atzlomim, v'hischel odia la'am she'en roi lavoid, alakai ha'olam. He started telling people and informing people that they're doing wrong. So he says, well, once his rayas became very strong, the melech tried to kill him. V'nasa loynes v'yotza l'charet. He went to Charet. V'hischel lamoid v'likra b'koil god l'chol ha'olam. He started standing, proclaiming in a big coil to the whole world. V'loydiyam sheshem l'kai echot v'liroi l'avoid. V'yamehalech v'koirei u'mekabetz ha'om me'ir le'ir mamlocha mamlocha at she'igil eretz Canaan. So the mahalach of going to Eretz Canaan generates a shinui in Avraham Avinu. There's some sort of, he doesn't just say Avraham kept doing what he said. Once he left the Haran and he started moving towards Eretz Canaan, he started being lamed v'likar b'kol god l'chol ha'olam and so on. What is that shinui in the difference between oirech imoyim din and oilam tshuvas and Moidiyam Lahem to Koyre B'Koyle Godel. That seems to be, that description of the difference in Avodas Avram seems to be the difference between pre-Eretz Yisrael and post-Eretz Yisrael, between the Tkufa when he was in Aram Narayim and the Tkufa they started moving to Eretz Canaan. So I want to try a little bit to understand this Nekuda over here. Chazal say, it's a Zohar Kodesh. It says that Yehi Oyer is connected. It says that the Asarim Amoris are connected. The Asarim Sadibis are connected to Asarim Amoris. Anoichi Hashem Alekecha is connected Yehi Oyer. What is that Nekuda that one is connected to the other? So let's understand it. A person, imagine a world with no vision, no sight. In the world of chushim, the lowest chush is mishush. For instance, let's take a very simple example. Let's say a person takes a ball and he tosses it. So wherever there's free space, the ball will go. Wherever there's no free space, the ball will come into contact with something else, and either the ball will move the thing or the ball will bounce back. Because that's a metzias. the physical metzias of this world is things, and things that come into contact. That's the most physical existence in this world. So when something hits something else, it comes into contact with it, it bounces off, or moves it forward. That's a metzias. You take a simple form of life. Let's say you take some sort of bug or something. Or even lower form of life. It doesn't have eyes, but it's not practical that it should keep bumping into things. So you give it a little antenna of sorts, and the antenna feels in front of it and gets a sense of, should I go there, should I not go there? There's some sort of chush that sort of preempts it. So you have a chush that is a physical reality. Things that are physical realities get, there's no way around it. You can't go through something that's stronger than you are, and that's that. When a person sees, that's a much more ruchniistic inyan. It's a much more abstract. Lamashal, in knocking into something, even if the person is unconscious, even if it's inanimate, it can't break through something that's there. If you have the antennas that you feel a walking stick in front of you, you don't need to make decisions really. If the stick hits something, it hits the stick before it hits you, and you go around it. That can be done without thinking. Seeing something means that be'etzem I deher something with my seichel before it actually exists. Or better said, there is a reality that seichel is teifis even before the guf is teifis. So as far as I'm concerned, there's nothing in front of me, but my eyes see two steps ahead that there's a pit, there's a stone, whatever it is, and I treat it as reality. That is the koyach of re'iyah. The koyach of emunah, we don't fully understand what emunah is. We understand emunah are those things that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the world that are true, but he makes it very tough for us to see it, and therefore we have a lot of nisyonos, and so on and so forth. That's a primitive way of looking at the world of emunah. The oimek of emunah is that there is a reality that I perceive with my hands and feet. There is a reality that I perceive with eyes, which is a deeper, it's a more sichlistic perception. I perceive a room with people and a field and roads. And then there's a reality that with seichel I deher. It's a much deeper koyach of awareness than there is in the first two. In knocking into rocks, it's a physical reality, purely physical, and it could be inanimate, and it's the same reality. Anything inanimate will bounce off something else. There's a reality that eyes are teifis, and that Baal Chai shares it, a higher Baal Chai shares it with me. And then there's a reality that I'm teifis with das, and that reality is emunah. So emunah are the things, so just like if I tell somebody, be careful, there's something stuck in the road, down the road, and the person says, well, I don't see anything. So that's a shaita. If I'm a neman, then it's as good as seeing it. If my radar picks it up, it's as good as my seeing with my eyes. Emunah is that koyach. Emunah means that the seichel and the das pick up on it, and they hear it, and they hear it as the metzias. It comes in two varieties. The Chazal say it's a Gemara in Saita. It says that mashal, that Torah Oyer, near mitzvah Torah Oyer, a mashal to a person that was walking in a dark field, and there were stones and thorns and all sorts of bad things. That and he was stumbling, and there are listim and chayis ros, and he doesn't know where he's going. Nothing. He's really, really lost. So if someone gives him a lamp, an avuka, a torch, he sees the stones and the rocks and so on, and he knows to avoid them. Where kim sha'ola omer ashacha, as soon as it becomes light, the robbers and the Chayes Ruas melt away. These are things that are there at night, not in the daytime. Once he gets the Parashas Drachim, that's where he's able to see the where he's going to. So Chazal say, what's the mashal? Mitzvah is a ner, that's like the first one, Savuka. Torah is Or, that's the Omer HaShacha. And Parashat Drachim is either Yom HaMiso, Talmud Chochm, whatever it is. Those are the three inyanim Chazal say. Let's understand the distinction between the first two inyanim. In the Koyach of Ha'ara, there are two oifanim of it. One is a lower oifin, where I shine a spotlight on a particular point. So it's not the pshat really that I have a klolius tfisa in the inyan. My world did not change if I have a flashlight that I have a flashlight and I shine at a particular place. But I do know what to do here or there or the other place. And that's why the inanimate obstructions, like the thorns, the stones, and so on, that's very good for that. Then there's another thing. In the world of darkness, you have all sorts of koiches, shadow kochos, that prey. You have animals, you have robbers, and so on. For that, a flashlight is not good. And for that, it should light up. In other words, the entire mitzvah should change from Laila to Yom. So the difference between mitzvahs and Torah is as follows. A mitzvah tells me what should I do in a particular case. Am I chayiv to help him? Am I not chayiv to help him? Am I chayiv in his covered? Am I not chayiv in his covered? Is it wrong to do it? Is it right to do it? Is it a mitzvah? It's something, it's like, in a sense, like the stick of the blind man. It gives me, spot by spot, it doesn't change the tefisa of the mitzias, but it gives me spot by spot direction what to do, what not to do. That's the world of mitzvahs. The world of Torah is something which is, it changes the entire mitzias, and I see a different world in front of me. That's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Because Torah is a ha'ara klolis and everything. The Metzias, Avram Avinu was going to change the world. Until Avram Avinu, the tzaddikim were particular people. They were yechidim. Not only, their madrega was the madrega of a particularly good person. So it's only nageya that Metzias. Let's put it in words that we can sort of relate to. There are sometimes a person that you look at him and you say, you know, the world is a selfish, mean place. That's reality of the world. That's the things that work in this world are the things that you get by strong arm, by pushing, by cheating, by et cetera, et cetera. This particular person, he's a tzaddik. He's a good person. Really, really good person. Admirable. There's a deeper nekuda where a person is mashpia in a way that people say, you know, all that this world is about what you've done, not what you've taken. It's wrong to understand the mitzias as the toughest, the survival of the fittest. It's the survival of the best. The only people that have something in this world are people that are good, and so on. It's a tremendous shinui between a particular tfisa, a noyach ish tzaddik, this person is better than the world, or no. The reality of the world is that a Russia can spend all his life gaining something, and it's all the ill-gotten gains are nothing. They're worthless because they don't last, they don't exist, it's an illusion. The person is not be'etzim gotten anything from the stuff that's ill-gotten. Those are two extraordinarily, in quality, you're talking about two very different madrigas. So the 2,000 years till Avram Avinu starts the Tkuf of Torah. It says, Alpayim Shana Toyhu. 2,000 years was Toyhu. 2,000 years was Torah. 2,000 years Mashiach. The Tkuf of Toyhu means it's the Choshech al Pnei Sahayim. The world is a dark world. The reality of the world is cruel, tough, mean, etc. There were points of light. There were different avukas in that first. A parallel to Ner Mitzvah was Shem and Eva, and so on. But no one came and lit up the world. No one came and gave a different ha'ara. Avraham Avinu was the one who came out and the entire world, he brought light to the world. He brought a new dawn to the world, understanding that the world is about toiv. Yihi oir means that from now, oir would not be a point relating something specific, but it would be an entire it would be an entire setting for the world. The whole world would be seen in a different light, so to speak. That was Avram's darga. So HaKadosh Baruch says Yehi Or, the world was in Choshech. That's the Alpayim Toyu. Avram starts the process towards Torah, and b'meila, the process of Torah is something which will create a ha'ara on the entire world. The mahalach of that was to go from Chutz L'aretz Etz Yisrael. And that's what the Chazal mean over here. Chutz L'aretz, it says that Chutz L'aretz is a place that be'etzim, there's a sar that rules over it. So the metzias of teva in the world in Chutz L'aretz is strong. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen as a hashkacha prata story. You know, the world is a very, very physical world. It's a very natural world. Things happen normally. There are laws. There are probabilities. There is a social explanations, etc. We see Hashgacha Pratis here, and we see Hashgacha Pratis there, and we see Hashgacha Pratis in the other place. That's the tfisa in Chutz L'aretz. Because Be'etzim Chutz L'aretz is under Sarim, and that's where it does go. Alehei Necha Haaretz. In Eretz Yisrael, it's possible, and so the hanhaga is direct, and it's silly. This hashkacha pratis, that hashkacha pratis. It's like mashal ma'adav adoyma. Let's say I'm working in a factory. Let's say I'm a simple illiterate employee. They hired me to do the floors in a massive plant, in a huge a company. I'm doing the floors, and I'm looking around. So I begin to pick up who's afraid of whom, who's the boss over whom. And I see everybody's scared of the foreman, and the foreman occasionally, someone comes in and gets all flustered, and then somebody mentions something about a president, somebody mentions something about a chairman of the board, and so on. Those are all little glimpses through the cracks that I see of who's running it. But let's say my madrega is that I'm at the top echelon of administration, and I work for the CEO. So I don't say I have a diuk. I touring the entire factory, and I'm making diukim who's where, what, when, and this and that. I'm starting from the top. I know very well it's owned by the people who own it, and this is the one who runs it, and so on and so forth. It's not a yediya coming in through a crack in the wall. I see it from the Sheirish. Avraham Avinu's darga in Chutz L'aretz was a darga of, it's like when the king is walking and you shine the light on the spot that he's standing. So that light is specific. So this is a place so I point out to people, this is Ruchnias, and this is Ruchnias, and this is good, and this is what Hashem likes. I talk about different things and so on and so forth. Avram of HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned to Avram and said, instead of, time has come for you to transition. Instead of standing in a crack, instead of shining light out through a crack, so that people know me a footstep at a time, why don't you join me and my entire metzias becomes oira in this world? It's the pshat, you change it from the, it's an ola omer hashacha. Mi zeh heir mi mizrach. Avraham Avinu is, the sun rises because it's a different perception on the world and on its metzias. That's the transition of Avraham Avinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, coming to Eretz Yisrael means moving from standing between the walls and shining up from the cracks to making the melech the heft of Ur. It's like a difference between driving with headlights or a street that's lit up, or the morning. That was the transition of Avraham Avinu. The darga on avoda level is a darga of emuna. In other words, when the Zohar Kodesh says Yehi Oyer is keneged, the Maim of Yor is keneged on Noichi, there's an extraordinary diuk over here. All the mitzvahs in the Torah are in l'shaynis of tzivui, a mitzvah. In other words, do this, don't do this, don't do the other thing. So l'mashal, let's give an example. If I give a person instructions how to get from point A to point B, my assumption is it's not visible, you don't see it, and I have to warn you, do this, don't do this, don't do the other, and so on and so forth. That's the what I'm telling you. If the street is well lit and nothing is tricky and everything's in front of you, I don't tell the person, well, three steps forward, there's a shtickle rack. And another five steps, there's a crack in the sidewalk. And another 10 steps, I mean, the person sees. He's a Bal Re'iyah, and there's nothing here hidden. So what am I telling him, this, that, or the other thing? Everything is visible. The mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, every mitzvah we think of in terms of mitzvah. And therefore, the way I have to say it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't eat this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, wear this. That's the olam of mitzvahs. The emunah should not be seen as a mitzvah. Emunah should be dehered as a mitzvah. Yehi oyer, just like oyer, is the metzias I deher with when it's lit up, when somebody lights up the room, when somebody tells me, listen, it's a dark room, he's familiar with the room, I'm not familiar. So the person tells me, be careful to walk to the side, there's a table there, there's a sharp point here, and so on and so forth. So I'm living with that person's tzivuyim. Oh, he warned me, this is one, this is this. If when he flicks the light switch, I say thank you, but I don't say, aha, he lit up this corner, and now I see it sharp. He lit up this corner, and now I see there's a hole here. It's light. I see it. It's a tefisa of metzias. Emunah means the herring that the hakara of a person's das b'shleimus is metzias, not less than with his eyes, and not less than what he feels with his feet. That is the mitzvah of emunah. So the Yehi Oyer of the Brias Oilam is keneged Anoichi, because Anoichi should be the herd in terms of Yehi Oyer. Everything else is specific. So everything else God created in the Brias Oilam is local. It's one nekuda, it's racks, it's stones, it's yamim, it's eitzim. Those are all specific things and are treated as such. This is the first tfisa klolis there is in the Bria. It says Ovis Hein Inin Merkava. The Ovis are the Merkava, because I'll say it in Medrash and so on, that they're the ones that bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Bria. Avraham Avinu, the transition was not from people that would be Megala things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the people that would bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world itself. The Avoda on a personal level is an avoda in the hakara of a person. In other words, it's the avoda of emuna, the way we're explaining it, is not proving and disproving. For many reasons, that's not the ikra avoda. And one of it being that it's not shaykh an avoda on it, because if the proofs are good, then great. If the proofs are not good, then bad. The avoda of emuna is, what is the world that a person lives with? One of the reasons One of the extraordinary qualitative differences between a Ben Torah and someone who's a Shomer Torah mitzvahs is that a Shomer Torah mitzvah struggles with emunah because his world is a world of darkness. He has a good flashlight. He has a good stick, a good walking stick. So don't do this, do this. This is the zman for this. Avoid the other thing and so on and so forth. If the person follows the instructions, he'll get there. The map is a good map and he'll get there. But it's a whole different world. Being that his seichel and his das are not living in that world, then his world is a world of bits and pieces and each one is shaykh to that nekuda. The person who's a ben Torah, the person who's shakur and learning, the person who has the tefis and learning, lives in a world that's a very different world. And emunah becomes, for someone who is ben das, the struggle is this world about having good time, or is this world about a person's deeper koiches? He lives in a different world. It stops being an issue to him. How can life be anything other than a ruchniyistika experience? What else is there? What world exists outside of this world? Just like for the person who's shakur and chamdas hamamin, anything that's not expensive and fancy, he has no understanding how life could be about that. The person who shakua in ruchnius and Torah of all the ruchnius thing is where it's shaykh to be shakua. It builds in the person a different tfisa. Chemdus HaMamon might be Yitzhahara, but it's not his life anymore. The person can't think that his life is about tchotchkes. It's a world of tchotchkes. It's just like when somebody matures, the toys that he made from the Lego and the boats and the toy planes and this and that, he may like it still and play with it, but it's not a world anymore. It doesn't feel good that he's built a dozen things from his Lego set. It's just not his world anymore. It might be a pastime that he's still hanging on to. It might be whatever it is, but it's a different world. The metzias of emunah, of emes emunah, is where it becomes a tefisa klolis of the world. It's true on a personal level. It's true in terms of being a mashpia. When a person, we ask ourselves, what's the quality of that's required for a person to be mashpia? Avraham Avinu, the first kufa, until he came to Israel, was modia. It was something where, let's discuss it. You have a point, I have a point. I'll debate it with you, I'll show you that you're wrong. It was being modia to people what was right and what was wrong and what should be and what shouldn't be. That's the tfisa of chutzarts. That's the lower tfisa. Once, as Avraham Avinu changed and he began moving toward Eretz Yisrael, when Avraham Avinu became the Eretz Yisraeldiker, then he was koira bekoil gadol. It's like, imagine if I debate with somebody. We both know the direction from here to New York. And it's a question which road is better, which has more traffic, less traffic, and so on and so forth. So we talk, we discuss, I hear his points, I make a point, he makes a point, and so on and so forth. But let's say the person never was here before, and he tells me that he's going to get to New York by going down the street all the way. It's not a pshat, we'll debate it. Koyer b'kol gadol means, are you blind? This is metzias. We're not, it's not a valid debate within the world of metzias. This is the metzias. Sticks and stones, just like we don't understand the philosophical debate when Avodah Zarah is Yetzirah. The debates, the sefer vikuchim on Yetzirah, on Avodah Zarah, is meaningless to us. What was the debate? Because we don't have that Yetzirah, and it's obvious to us that sticks and stones are not on God. Everything emunah in its oimek is that type of hair. It's and then when I turn a person on, when a person hears the metzias differently, then it's over with. If the day a person sees then there's no more vikuach. If we're tapping different things, we have a machloikis, what they are. When I flick the light switch on, that machloikis is over. So it's something which is not only personal avoida. It's a whole different world in terms of affecting. And that's why Shem Ve'eva could only affect Yechidei Sgula. Reb Yaakov came to Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, it was a great Talmud, and he did very well, and they gave him over to Mesiris, and so on and so forth. But it didn't make a dent in the world, because their own level, their own darga of Emuna was still Heirel of Minach Haloin. Avraham Avinu made the difference in the world, because Avraham Avinu lit up the world. Avraham Avinu's own darga of Emuna was, what are you talking about? The Metzias is a different world. You people are blind. It says in the Megala Mukis, it says a dove nifla. It says v'heyei bracha yochal shi chaysim bekulam heyei bracha becha chaysim v'lei bekulam. So the chsima is magen Avraham. So he asks why. What does it mean? And so on. He says many, many mahalchim kedarkoi. So he says one of his mahalchim is a mahalach nifla. He says Avraham Avinu put chesed into the world. Yitzchak put avoida, and Yaakov Avinu Torah. That's the first one. Everybody talks about it. Avoida, Yitzchak was a carbon. He was the first oila kolil, Lashem, and so on. Yaakov Avinu is shaykh the Torah, and so on. And that's those are the mahalchim. He says in Golus, and the world as a whole, the Amud of Torah is not there anymore. There's a Chesimus Hashas, there's no more Torah Shabbat Peh, there's no more Lishkas Hagozes, that's gone. The Avoida is gone, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash and so on. We have Zeichel Adavas, we have some of it, but as a real Amud, only Chesed is there. Because the Goyen also says it in a different place, Chesed still exists because Chesed you need, you have, and so on and so forth. So he said, Bechochaismin means the only one that's been sealed and stamped, the only anhagen mid of Ruchnius that has become permanent is Avram's mid. So that's what he says. There are two, I mean, there's one way of learning because it's a primary mid. There are different ways of understanding it. But the Goyen also says it when he speaks about that, the mud of Ches is only a mud that's left. But the deeper understanding of it is, it had to do with Avram's darga. Let's translate into terms that are metzias. Sensible, decent people will argue about Torah and Avoda. That is still up for grabs. And we can say 101 reasons why they have negias, etc. But the bottom line is, in the world around, it's something that you must debate. You must show that it's emes, and the person can be seisrit, and the person can say alternative things, on and on and on. Chesed was a chiddush. The world was stoim. I mean, the primitive people were mean. And if I'm stronger than you, then you're supper for me tonight. That was the world. The world stoim was the betzim. That was the mahalach of the world. The strong overpowered the weak and swallowed them up. What changed with Avram is people might still be very mean. People might still be terrible people. But everybody, no one will admit it. People will say, no, it's not true. We're good people. They were bad people. Chesed became not debatable anymore. The metzias of chesed is like the metzias of fire burning. Nobody will not equate chesed with good. They may do kol davar aser, they may do rishis, but the tfisa of chesed became permanent. It had to do with Avraham Avinu's tfisa, his own tfisa of emuna. Since Avraham Avinu's tfisa and emuna was shalom, and it was a pchina of hoyer lefanai, it was a pchina of mi heyer mi mizrach, then it became permanent because he opened up the eyes of the world. The world could never again be blind in the world of chesed. And even if they choose to stumble, but it's not because they're denying it. So that's why, so Avraham Avinu was zeicha one Indian is because the Midah Chesed itself is a very necessary Midah, and that's one way of looking at it. But there's a second way of looking at it. Because Avraham Avinu's Darga of Emunah was so powerful, that since Avraham is Keneged Yehor, and Yehor is Keneged Noichi, Avraham's Midah inherited itself in the world with that same light as did everything else. So, this week marks the transition. Parshas Lech Lecha marks the transition from one Darga of Aveda to another Darga of Aveda. There's a lower Darga of Aveda, an Amunah, which is we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu between the cracks on the specific inyanim that we need to consider what we should do, what shouldn't do, and things that happen, specific events, we dehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a lower darga. It's the darga of the Olam of Mitzvahs, which is very specific, Maisa focused. It's a darga which makes a person to a tzaddik. It's a darga where the hashpah on another person is limited. And it's a darga that can unravel also. That was the first darga of Toiv in the world. Avraham Avinu changed it. Avraham Avinu was a pchin of Miheir Mimizrach. Avraham Avinu's neshama belongs to the Yehi Oyer of the world, where the darga of Emunah is not just specific points, but it's a vision of the entire world that's different. They revisit the Metzias. It's a powerful darga in Emunah. It means that we don't deal in our thought process, in our process of Emunah and thinking about Ruchnius, we don't labor over bits and pieces. We deher the world as an Olam of Elikus. This is what the world is. The world is Elikus waiting to be plucked and harvested, developed, Niskala, and so on. And every event is to be seen in that light. I'm to see it. It's you know, you walk sometimes, you have people that have a natural knack for business. So you're both walking down a field, and you're kind of a poetic type of person. So you say, oh, it's so beautiful, the colors and this and that. And this says, I could probably sell this for this. I get this guy interested in buying this. This I could probably discount for that, and so on and so forth. And you're both looking at the same metzias, and you see two different worlds. The answer is your eyes are one type of eyes, and his eyes are another type of eyes. The eyes of Emunah looks around the world and says, "Moloi chalaretz kvoidei, toyer aretz mikvoidecha." This is what the world is about. It's all kuloi a world of kedusha waiting to be used in a certain way. It's in for us learning is of the world of things we can do. Learning is it gives us that most powerful sense of it, because learning is something which builds in a person a tfisa, a hashkafa, a perspective on things. It's the way in which we affect others. The person who is struggling with bits and pieces can get some bits and pieces across, but it's a very, very specific process and kind of a sluggish process. A person whose own emunah, whose own tfisa of the world is a different tfisa, can open the other person's eyes as well. And its duration. For the person, the nitzchias of something is when you've told a person or yourself to do this or that or the other thing, even with ken time, even if you have 150 reasons for doing it, it's still, you know, it's very nice and it's fine. But if you open a person's eyes, if a person changes into a different tfisa, then that change, in as much as it was with that oifen, it's permanent in a person. Ve'ye bracha. The person, when a person's darga in Ruchnius, whatever darga is in Ruchnius, reached a level of clarity and of tfisa that's different, that becomes permanent. It might be, there's no guarantees against it, it's a her. There's no guarantees a person won't go off in their but the root will always remain there. Because when a person has seen a different world, when everything is lit up and he sees a different world, he can't deny that Metzius anymore. He can disregard it, he can be pulled aside, he can be pulled astray, he can be pulled off the road, but his tfisa of the emes and the metzias remains kuloi oyer and hara.
was the Avraham Avinu, because of his Hakar of Chesed, was able to be to establish that in the Danis forever. He would, because of his Hakar, because of his Kashim Chesed, he would be able to bring that into Mitzvahs in such a way that was so powerful that it would be there for Mitzvahs. But part of Avraham Avinu's platform, so to speak, part of the youth of Avraham Avinu was he was the first one to have this deep Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Yochid, his perception in Emuna was so foundational to who he was. How is that hasn't stuck with humanity for Nitzlius? Isn't that also
It was channeled in a specific Nikuda. In other words, the world is a given world, not an earned world. In other words, what do you inherit out of it? So just like a person has in Yeshiva, one person has the davening, one person has the chesed, one person has the learning. It's a kibbutz of ruchnistic people. But what's my most specific agdara to it? Avraham's specific agdara was the world is about what you got. Nothing started with what you earned. And the emes of the world is chesed. Olam chesed yibana means the emes of the world is things are given, not earned, in other words, Stoyim had a nekuda of emes to it. In other words, they said, listen, in this world, the world is the survival of the fittest is the cycle of the world. Avraham said, no, the cycle of the world is Olam Chesed Yibana. You came from no place. Somebody gave you self. It's not that yourself is all existing and better than the other person. Yourself is a given. So Chesed is the emes of the Bria. No baby would survive if he didn't start with Chesed. So its more specific way in which he gave it over was that idea.
So it's interesting. I remember Rebbe, when he was giving his Hashkafa series, he said that the most powerful indication of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is that we all have this moral sense. Is that right? Kind of the reverse of that? That is to say that now we can connect back to Emunah
Emes. Correct. Sure. I'm going to need to see if you took it.
That's what I'm trying to record.
Okay, so if you can...
Certainly.
What's that? Multi-usually puts on.
Okay, so I'll email it to him.
Okay.